WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Also, a huge shout out to everybody listening to us at WildTalkRadio.com, GirlWorld.net, RackRadioShow.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Quick message, if you can hear me, fantastic. That means you're on Shoutcast. Spread the word. Twitch is being a problem tonight. It's drunk. We can't get it working. So everybody come on over to Shoutcast. Listen to us on Shoutcast. Or, well, if you're hearing this on the archive, Twitch was drunk. Just listen to it normally, like you do.
We're available on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm Lindsay. He's Rock. We're back. It's The Rack. It's Thursday night. It's cold. I don't know why it's cold. Don't tell me it's winter because I live in Georgia. We do not believe in that crap. We do not believe in winter here, but for whatever reason it is going below freezing tonight, I'm going to complain about it because I can. But we have a lot to get into tonight. We have news, we have notes, we have NXT, we have TLC. Notice I got the right pay-per-view this time because I've actually slept. Yay!
Woo-hoo-hoo, sleeping, woo-hoo!
And Rock needs to go do that, so... We're not going to waste any time. We're going to jump right into the news brought to our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And, well, we don't really have any great big huge stories this week, thank goodness. There is something that is floating out there, which is the Raw post-show, the one that we knew.
No, you wrote it down wrong. Raw pre-show.
Pre-show. I'm sorry, the Raw pre-show.
The Raw post-show is still here. We're live Mondays, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Well, you see, I didn't screw it up because you got to plug it.
Anyway, continue on.
So the Raw pre-show. No, and by the way, I sent you this sheet and you didn't proof it.
I saw this morning and I've been busy.
You could have said something.
I forgot. Anyway, moving on. I'm trying to fix the thing. Just go continue.
Anyway, the Raw pre-show, as we know it, has been canceled. Lita and Jerry Lawler have both been removed from the show. As of this time, Jerry Lawler still is under a Legends contract, but he's not appearing on any other WWE television at this point moving forward. What is replacing it is a trimmed down, probably cheaper to produce show with Booker T and one of the new backstage interviewers.
Charlie Caruso,
thank you. So there's that. But the other interesting tidbit that's coming out of this is that Lita is apparently gone from WWE. And when I mean gone, I mean gone. No Legends contract, no trainer's deal, no nothing. She has completely departed from the company. There is no reason that I found so far, I could be wrong, you know, it's a busy day at work today, as to why she's completely gone, but as of this moment, she's no longer employed by WWE.
They made the decision to take the Raw pre-show out of Stamford, Connecticut, and move it backstage to Monday Night Raw to a 10-minute version for whatever reason. I'm very disappointed. I do like the Raw pre-show.
Money.
Money. Oh, I know it's all about money, but I do like the Raw pre-show. I thought Scott Stanford was great. I thought, honestly, David Otunga and Corey Graves were the best version of the pre-show, but they've been moved to other situations, as it were.
Yes.
So they're now on commentary teams, and now Booker T and Jerry Lawler and Lita were there. I thought Lita was doing a fantastic job. I thought Jerry Lawler did fine. And out of them all, Booker T's the one still left with the job. Who knew? It was first reported that Lita was still under a Legends contract. She may still be under a Legends contract for marketing reasons and whatever like that, but she is not going to be on any WWE programming for the foreseeable future, which kind of sucks for her because she went from producer to this new role. So she left her job there, and now she has nothing with the company, which is
unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate for her, and it sucks. So that's where they are at this point. Jerry Lawler is an age thing. We all knew that. He got booted from the SmackDown because of his age, and now he's booted from the Raw pre-show. Scott Stanford is still employed by the company. He does this week in WWE weekend show, but that's only a voiceover gig. He has his daily show in New York City, so that's not a big deal for him, but yeah, I believe the SmackDown pre-show is still a thing for 10 minutes as well, but that may be effectively canceled at some point, based on everything I've been reading for the last day or so.
Well, I mean, nobody really... I'm sure it has to do with money, but I'm sure it's also ratings. And if you think about it, the Raw pre-show was going on at 7:30 at night before Raw, and it could remain to be seen that they don't move something else into where the pre-show was. 205 Live?
No, that's the whole thing. Budget. 205 Live costs a lot of money to produce because you have to pay for a satellite feed and everything like that. So it's easier to, you have to cut a budget somewhere, and they cut it from the pre-shows.
Yeah. So basically, the cost of 205 Live is the Raw pre-show and the SmackDown pre-show. Unfortunately. But
And it also put changes to the pay-per-view pre-shows. As we saw on Sunday, Peter Rosenberg was the co-host with Booker T, and Daniel Bryan and a few others, and Taya, I think, showed up there as well.
Yeah, and there could have also been creative differences between Lita and WWE. Nobody really knows what's going on. Jim Ross is the one that is reporting that Lita is completely gone from the company. He said he spoke with her, and she said that pretty much all ties have been severed, so...
Yeah, so that kind of sucks.
That sucks for her. Very disappointing. But when one leaves, another one comes back, and we are thrilled to announce that after her smashing success of a match with Asuka, Mickie James was offered a 3-year deal with WWE, which she has accepted. Rumor is she will be going to SmackDown, but nothing is confirmed at this point.
By the way, if you're listening on Twitch, hi, we're here. We finally made it.
Oh, we're back on Twitch?
We made it.
It's up.
I fixed it. We're fixed.
Yay!
We're up. We're running. We're good.
Hey, guys! We're back on Twitch!
We're up. We're moving. We're good.
Matt, it's not going to be a 30-minute show. We couldn't do a 30-minute show if we tried.
We can't even do a 30-minute recording session for a commercial. Come on now.
Too many outtakes.
Too many. You can check out the one thing we made of our outtakes at youtube.com/rockradioshow.
We put out our outtakes?
Remember I made that one thing like a few years ago?
Right!
That one where you cursed me out the entire time. Yeah, that was the thing.
Wait, which time?
YouTube.com/rockradioshow. But anyway, back to Mickie James. I thought that's pretty cool that her NXT performance got her the contract. It's a 3-year deal, according to the Wrestling Observer. I'm happy. She's apparently going to SmackDown. That should be good for her.
That should be great for her. Also, the rumor is that they're potentially bringing in other female wrestlers from the independents as well. One name I heard was Kimberly. She was on NXT tonight. Rumor is she got signed.
I believe she is going to be a part of whatever the women's tournament is this winter.
But that's a positive step because they could pick up more female talent that way. They could reinvigorate the NXT women's division because it is still kind of struggling a little bit and trying to find its way after everybody left. And then also to sort of supplement the women's division on the main roster as well to sort of help keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
With storylines and everything else, because Raw especially is kind of sort of struggling right now with the women's division and booking everybody in the women's division because Raw has a lot of injuries. It will help when Paige comes back.
It will help when Paige comes back. It will also help when, with Mickie James on SmackDown, it will help Alexa Bliss. It will help Carmella. Gives them a nice veteran presence to work against.
Yeah. Agreed.
So 100%. It's awesome. I'm happy Mickie's back.
Yes, Mickie's back. And you know who else she could help out?
Who? Who?
Naomi! We're not doing the New Day thing. We are not doing that.
Who?
Who? Who? Who? They're happy. She could help Naomi out.
Why is that?
Well, Naomi, it seems, got a little bit of a snub from WWE and E, which is not good for her. She was upset that she got left off a Total Divas graphic where the show got nominated for an award and she was not included on the graphic. She vented on Twitter, was retweeting people's comments, and eventually WWE realized their mistake. They did correct the graphic, and I believe they also apologized.
Yeah, it was an oversight by whoever made the graphics department. Because here's the deal, she was not featured in the previous season. So, to the graphics department, she wasn't on it. I know they had Renee and Lana and stuff, but they're more heavily featured in the promos for all this whole season. So, to sort of spin it for WWE side, she wasn't the big part of the show, so she went unnoticed, I guess is the best way to put it. Which sucks, but that's sort of how it goes.
Well, and also, it's because I work in ad production, I kind of understand that mistakes happen. However, that's a pretty big mistake for one of the cast members to get left off, completely off. You know, but the department does make over 100 graphics a week, which, you know, I kind of sit there and I'm like, okay, I can't. You kind of understand it, but I kind of can't.
Right, and also Paige was not on the graphic either.
Well,
we know why.
There are other reasons Paige is not on the graphic.
I know. That I didn't even notice Naomi wasn't on. I only noticed that Paige was not.
So, glad it got fixed. Glad Naomi got justice on that one. Hopefully Naomi will continue to get justice, and she will continue to rise in prominence and get pushed, because Naomi is awesome. Push her. If you can hear me, WWE, push Naomi. Please. Thank you. So, I have no transition for this, so you know what? We're just going to go right to the Blame Brett.
Oh, right. The Blame Brett. Right.
Do you have your sounder up?
No, I forgot to bring that one up.
Bones breaking, skull smashing, something or another. It's this week's injury roundup.
# blame Brent.
I had that one up.
Well, we'll go with that one.
I thought I pulled it. I didn't pull it. All right. Anyway, yes, we have an injury roundup. What is it?
AJ Styles' ankle. He had received a minor injury in his TLC match with Dean Ambrose, which required him wearing a boot and walking with a limp. So, sorry, AJ.
# blame Brent.
And to follow up with that, we have a blame Omega, which is AJ Styles' pants. We don't have a sounder for that.
I was working on it as I was. You were asking me to do something to do that. I was trying to find something to do for an Omega sounder. So
# blame Omega. Rip, because literally AJ Styles cut his pants on a chair, and he also cut his butt, but mainly his pants, and so he was walking around with a hole the size of Texas in his pants, which we will get to in Tweet of the Week and TLC. But yeah, we had to feature AJ Styles' pants.
Of course we did, because it was a thing, so, you know, why not? So that was officially, let's see if we can make this work, hold on. Yes, I accept.
We're having technical difficulties.
# blame Omega.
Omega, what the? Omega.
Omega.
He's Omega now. Okay. Oh, God.
We'll try this again.
# blame Omega.
There we go.
I like Omega better.
Omega. Okay. He's going to hate being called Omega, but anyway.
No, it would be spectacular. Couple quick notes. Tribute to the Troops is next week at some point. They have not announced the day, but it'll be on at 8 p.m.
Wednesday.
Thank you. Cena is slated to do SNL, I think, this week.
This Saturday. John Cena will be the guest host of Saturday Night Live.
If you can see him, because, you know.
He's John Cena. You can't see him.
And also, quick note on Cena, he is doing another movie.
He is, in fact, doing another movie. The movie is called The Wall.
The Wall?
It's a psychological thriller known as The Wall, featuring WWE superstar John Cena. Will be released March of 2017.
Wait, is it W-A-L-L or A-L-A-W?
W-A-L-L. The Wall.
The Wall.
The Wall. Aaron...
Is it like that giant Plinko board thing?
No. Aaron Taylor Johnson has the leading role in the film.
Is this a WWE film or is this something else?
The Amazon Studios and Roadside Attractions today announced, so it's not WWE's films. I think WWE Films has a small producing role in it, but Amazon Studios and Roadside Attractions.
Okay, wait, who's the other dude? Aaron Paul?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, thank you. Aaron Taylor. I want to see what this dude... What has he been in? Oh, he was... Oh! Okay.
What has he been in?
He was Kick-Ass in the Kick-Ass films.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Quicksilver in the Avengers.
There you go. Should note that The Rock's movie Baywatch will be released Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, you didn't tell me there was a trailer. There's a trailer.
I didn't see a trailer.
There's a trailer. Oh, it's a military film.
What a shocker.
What a shocker. And Cena's down in the still shot. Kick out at two, dude. Kick out at two.
John Cena always kicks out at two.
And last but certainly not least, we have a brand new appointee to the Trump transition team. That's right. Donald Trump appointed one man to be the new head of Small Business Administration.
Not to the transition team, to her, his actual cabinet, whatever the position is.
My cabinet, whatever.
She has a role for the next 4 years. Do you know, Lindsay, do you know what $6 million gets you?
A posting in the Trump cabinet?
You get named the head of the Small Business Administration for $6 million.
I was going to say, I wonder how much they gave.
They gave
that
a lot.
That was literally my first thought. How much money did they give him?
I believe it was like $6 million.
That's obscene.
That's why you get a role for the next 4 years. You pay for it.
Basically, you buy your way in. But congratulations, Linda. At least it's not Vince. God, can you imagine Vince in a government posting? Oh, Jesus.
That would be all types of special. That would really be all types of special. But thankfully, it's only Linda. And she knows a lot about small businesses because, you know, the WWE is such a small business.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it was a small business and she and Vince built it from nothing, practically.
Practically, yeah.
I mean, they bought a bunch of territories and they threw them together and they created WrestleMania, which basically founded WWE and put it on the map.
It did help. You know, nothing to slight them. It was just, you know, $6 million get you a spot in the cabinet. All right.
Linda.
So anyway,
awkwardness, all kinds of awkwardness tonight. I say we take our first break. What do you think?
Let's go to break.
Alrighty. And when we come back, we are talking tables, ladders, and chairs, but no stairs. Oh my. We're talking all things TLC. We're going to recap it. We're going to break it down. We're going to let you know who won, who lost, who got points, who won titles, who is now currently crying because they lost points. You're going to hear it all, and it's amazing glory. So you're listening to The Rack right here at WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
down.
To the shocking moment.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Have you subscribed to the Rack Radio Show YouTube channel? If you haven't, this is what you are missing. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content. Mondays are Mashup Mondays featuring your favorite superstars performing entrances of other WWE superstars. Tuesdays is Raw Redo, featuring a matchup redone from the previous night's Monday Night Raw. Wednesdays are My Journey Wednesdays following Sir Rocking's path in the My Career mode. Thursdays are Throwback Thursdays featuring the classic WWE battle. Fridays are Fantasy Fridays featuring a fantasy battle with your favorite WWE superstars. Plus monthly simulations for every WWE pay-per-view. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now to youtube.com/rackradioshow for daily content from WWE 2K17.
This is Gail Kim, TNA Knockout, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow me today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. You know the thing I love about Sami Zayn's music?
What?
Is in this format, of course he has polka music.
Right?
Of course he does.
Yeah, some of the musical sections tonight are accordion, because we found them last night, and they're amazing. I'm going to give a shout-out to the person, as soon as I remember what his name was, who did it, so you can look him up on the YouTube. So,
mad props, dude.
Mad props.
Mad props. I mean, anybody that can transpose the music without having the sheet music, they figure out what it all is. I have nothing but respect for it, because I completely lack that talent. So, you all are mad evil geniuses, and you're amazing.
Jackson Parody is his name. He's on YouTube. He has four different WWE themes on there, and we're going to play them all. We've played two of them so far. We have one more to come. So, there you go.
There you go. So, also, shout out to everybody listening to us over at gerwick.net, rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for joining us. By the way, Twitch is fixed. If you want to jump off Shoutcast on Twitch, you can. Shoutcast, that's cool too. No worries there. So we're going to jump into TLC.
Yes, we're going to jump into TLC, tables, letters, and chairs, and sort of stairs, because there was a stair attempt, at least at one point in one of the matches. But the pre-show, really quick, it was American Alpha, Hype Bros, and Apollo Crews taking on the Ascension, Vaudevillains, and Kurt Hawkins. Team American Alpha picked up the win.
He was happy.
I got points.
You got points.
I got points on that one. Points.
Point.
This show opened up with Heath Slater and Rhino defending the WWE SmackDown Tag Team titles against Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton.
Why? Why did they open with this? Because, you know, Sunday night, right? Normally, I only have one show to watch. Monday. I kid you not. I had Once Upon a Time, Westworld, TLC, and Royals in one night. One night. All at the same time.
So
TLC overlapping the other three. And of course, what do they do? They put the Wyatt family right up against Once Upon a Time's mid-season finale. What the hell, guys? What the hell?
That's how they roll. Like, I wasn't going to watch Once Upon a Time. I was redoing it. It's like, no, you suck. You should watch it. All right, so I watch it, and then there's Bray Wyatt showing up. Son of a you-know-what.
Motherless goat herder.
There you go. Yeah. Did you know goat yogurt? Yeah, yogurt. Goat yoga is a thing.
I know paddleboard yoga is a thing.
Which is available at the Rack Extra on Total Divas, available at RackRadioShow.com. But no, apparently there's goat yoga, where you do yoga with goats. It's
okay.
A thing. It's a thing. People can Google it. Anyway, let's talk about sheep. Well, used to be sheep people. Anyway, the Wyatts worked over Slater. Rhino started, then they worked over Slater for a while. Luke stood in for Randy Orton, ate a gore, and then Bray did the little spooky spider walk, distracted Rhino into an RKO. Your winners and new SmackDown Live WWE Tag Team Champions, Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton.
Points! Major epic level points. I was very excited, very happy that Bray Wyatt finally, after 3 years, has a title. Finally, y'all. Finally happened. He was, like, verklempt. It was adorable.
What was interesting after the match was Randy grabbed the belt from Luke. Luke handed it casually to Bray. Bray handed it right back to Luke. And Randy placed it on Luke's shoulder as well. Tension!
You know, Bray just needs to get them a get-along shirt and just be done with it, because that's the only way they're going to get along. I mean, honestly, it's this really subtle battle between Luke and Randy for Bray's love. It really, seriously is. It's beautiful. It's so well done. I don't think they're doing it intentionally, although they could be, but I love just the really subtle behind-the-scenes battle between Randy and Luke for supremacy for Bray's love, because it's like Bray headbutted Randy after they won the titles. And then, of course, he did the head bump with Luke. The more affectionate head bump with Luke, where I still like you best. It was adorable.
In a piece of news broken on WWE.com, that we did not cover news, because I was saving for this, they're going to do the Freebird rule.
Which should surprise nobody.
Shouldn't surprise nobody. I don't think they should, but it works.
Honestly, I think it's a good call, because then Luke isn't left out.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's can have Randy and Luke defending the titles, and Bray gets remanaged. Only have Bray get in the ring for pay-per-views or for big match situations. Otherwise, he can sort of hang on the outside, and it gets Luke in the ring with Randy. And you can continue to either build that tension with Luke and Randy until they explode, or you get Luke and Randy on the same page.
And it works for house shows, too, where Randy's off a weekend, hey, look, Bray and Luke can defend the belts.
Yeah, and the same thing for SmackDown. Like, Randy's not there for whatever reason. Bray and Luke can cover.
We picked Wyatt and Orton. The video game and the 8-Ball went with Rhino and Slater.
You sad, sad people.
Up next, was an interesting no disqualification match with Carmella and Nikki Bella.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. Nikki, honey, you need to wear your hair like that all the time. She looked fucking badass.
What else did you think about the match?
I thought the match itself was okay. It was not the greatest thing I've ever seen, but they gave it their all.
The phrase on Sunday's Wrestle Talk Radio was, and this was throughout the show, it looked good on paper. They tried. This one, they tried. I liked the use of the kendo stick. And then the finish was Nikki using the fire extinguisher on all of Carmella, mainly her lower half in her nether region, freezing that all up. Sorry, Cass. And Nikki hit the Rack Attack 2.0 for the win.
Points!
So, there's all that. After the match, Carmella said, Nikki, she didn't attack Nikki, it was Natty.
Uh-oh, secret's out! Not that it was really a secret, but I think we all knew. I think we all knew it was Natty. Because, gee, who has the most to gain from, you know, making the Survivor Series team on Survivor Series? Gee, could it be Natty? Seeing as she was the only female, I think, left backstage?
You know it's not going to end up being Natty, right?
Probably not.
You know who it's going to end up being, right?
Eva?
Yep, that's who I believe it's who it's going to end up being. I believe it's going to end up being Eva's return.
Probably. Wouldn't put it past them. It's a good way to bring her in, but I would not be surprised if it's Natty, because again, she had the most to gain. It makes the most sense.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I agree. But that's, you know, we'll see.
And plus it gives Nikki and Natty a reason to feud.
It does. They could have a great match. Up next, it was Intercontinental Title Ladder Match. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. I should mention we both had Nikki. Video Game had Nikki, and the 8-Ball had Carmella. So anyway, what do you think of the ladder match?
I thought the ladder match was very, very good.
It was very enjoyable. A lot of drop kicks. I thought they did a great job selling the injuries.
Yeah, they did. They really did.
On both parts. Miz was hanging from belts and Ziggler smashed the ladder into the leg and knocked him out. He sold a leg injury from there. I thought they came up with a creative finish. The double low blows by the Miz. Miz retains the Intercontinental title. I thought they had a really overall solid match. It wasn't the greatest ladder match I've ever seen, but it was fine. It worked. They got time, they got like 25 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't argue with how they did it or how they worked it or anything like that. I thought they did really well. Again, it's one more IC title match between Miz and Ziggler in a very, very long series of IC title matches between Miz and Ziggler. So I'm kind of hoping that we're done with this and we move forward.
This was the blow off of their feud. We hopefully will never see their muscle, at least for another year. Miz dedicated his win to Daniel Bryan. Hey, Daniel, we did it. You didn't believe in me, but we did it. I did it. I did the whole thing.
You know, the real feud right now is Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
It really is. It really is Daniel Bryan versus The Miz as a feud that we'll never see a match between the two. Shame, but that's what it is. He was also going to give Dolph Ziggler a participation award because, you know, that's a thing. We'll talk more about participation award in the SmackDown Throwdown, coming up in our next segment.
Because it's hilarious.
Up next, chairs match. Kalisto and Corbin. By the way, we picked The Miz. 8-Ball went with Ziggler, and Video Game went with The Miz. So, Corbin and Kalisto was a thing. I didn't particularly like the match.
You know, honestly, it was what it was. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was just sort of there. I mean, they did some high-risk stuff. They did some cool stuff. They definitely went for it. But this is really such an awkward feud and such an awkward match. You know, it's really weird.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to watch. This was the oh, thank God it's over.
Hopefully.
Well, the feud isn't over. The match was over, though.
The match was over. There was a nice spot where Kalisto dove through the ropes and got caught into deep six. That was the highlight of the match.
Yeah, that was the highlight of the match.
Sorry, you were going to say something?
No, it's just I think they didn't know how to use the chairs.
Because it's an awkward match, because it's only the only weapon allowed is a chair, and it's like, big guy chair could smash the little guy in 2 minutes, because that's what should happen in a fight. That's all. Anyway, end of days on the pile of chairs, Corbin wins.
Yay! Yay!
Me and you picked Corbin, 8-Ball, and Video Game. Went with Kalisto.
You fools.
Hope everyone's catching on to a theme right now. Just saying. Natty Wish Becky Lynch the best of luck. Says she represents the division well. Though she was saying the opposite on the pre-show. Anyway. It also says Carmella is lying. So we'll see where that goes. Up next, the tables match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss.
This was good. This was so good.
I really enjoyed this one. They had a lot of teases with the ladder, with the table. Poor Alexa. She, big props, trying to maneuver that table.
You know, out of all the gimmick matches, they could have given the girls. They give Alexa and Becky the tables match. The 5 foot two, or the 5 foot...
85, 95, whatever, 100 pound woman.
Yeah, you know, ball of fury that is Alexa Bliss. They give her a tables match. Poor thing is trying to move the tables. She's trying to do it as best she can. The tables are bigger than she is, both height and width-wise. The poor thing had the hardest time flipping the tables. She really did. She could not get them up on their feet because she was just, she couldn't reach it. It's like, I feel your pain, honey. I feel your pain on some personal level because I'm that short too. But yeah, it's like for all the gimmick matches they could have given Alexa and Becky, they give them the tables match. Because the flip side to this was, do they weigh enough to go through the table?
Yeah, that was the thought process we had. Like, do, mainly does Alexa weigh enough if she was going to do like the moonsault throw it or whatever. The sparkle splash, which is under, has a new name now, but still a sparkle splash. Where, and actually put her through the table. They didn't go through that. We'll get to the finish in a moment. A couple of cool spots was the DDT on the back of the table. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I've never seen that either. That was pretty.
Disarm her through the table leg, which was a nice spot. There was a moment where the table was in the middle, on the bottom rope, and we're like, what are they doing? What are they doing? That's not safe. That table looks like it's just gonna slide through the ropes. Can we not use that there? Can we not use that there? Thankfully, they did not actually go through it there. Instead, they were fighting on the apron, and then a powerbomb from the apron with Alexa Bliss on the floor. Becky Lynch goes through the table. You're a winner. And new SmackDown Live Women's Champion, the evil Sparkle Fairy, Alexa Bliss.
Points! Points! Team Fluffy brings it home again.
Becky was very upset with her after the match, during the interview. She didn't want any part of it. It's like, so, I'm sorry, just no, not right now. Please, let's not do a thing.
Becky needed to have a moment.
The two of us went with Alexa Bliss, while the Video Game and 8-Ball went with Becky.
Damn, we're getting a lot of this stuff right.
I know, right? And then it's your main event. WWE title, TLC, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose. This was awesome.
This was tremendous, including the hole in AJ's pants.
We'll get to the pants in a moment. First, Dean's such a great guy. He takes out the trash before, you know, putting AJ in the can. Like, he legit takes the bag out before putting AJ in. That was awesome.
He's being polite.
He's a polite young man. I'm going to read this verbatim, because this is the phrase she said. Flippity-dippity into the chairs.
What'd you call it?
So she called it flippity-dippity.
Into the chairs!
That's what she did. So I wrote that down in the notes. Flippity-dippity.
I was tired, it was late, and it was a flippity, where he then dippitied into the chairs.
Because it's a thing.
It's a thing. I don't know. Don't ask questions.
AJ got sent through the legs of the table. Didn't look safe, but he survived.
Like, 95% of the stuff they were doing in this match, I'm pretty sure, was not safe.
And then that
But they did it anyway.
And then, at that point, we saw some of the moon where AJ's pants ripped.
And the hole just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
There was a spot he was bent over a table and he's like, don't zoom in. Don't zoom in.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell that the producers in the truck and in the back were trying really hard not to shoot that hole. But it was in such an awkward spot.
Where every time he was, his butt was facing the hard camera, there it was.
Yeah, there was his butt, just right there. Like, yeah. You could almost hear the producers in the back going, God damn it! Somebody gets him some duct tape!
So Dean Ambrose is a little crazy, right?
A little.
Usually people just, you know, go from one announce table to the other. Or if they have a ladder, they put the ladder on the ground and dive off it, right? But what does Dean do? he puts the ladder on the announce table and then does his elbow drop through the announce table.
Because, again, safety.
Yeah, safety first with Dean Ambrose.
And he then does it and then gets up and goes, I love doing that. It's like, Dean, you crazy bastard.
So he did the ladder in the ring, he climbs up, phenomenal forearm. We then saw a springboard for the 50 throw table. Dean's down. AJ's getting ready. So who wanders down? James Ellsworth.
No chin music?
No chin music himself. Comes to the ring, neck brace and all. AJ and Ellsworth go at it. He's going to do the same thing on the stairs again from SmackDown. Dean makes a save. AJ went through with a dirty deed on the steps. Dean's climbing up the ladder. But what happened?
No chin music strikes.
Ellsworth shoves the ladder over. Dean goes over the top rope, crashing through tables. And Ellsworth is on the outside cheering on AJ Styles as AJ climbs up to retain the title. He mentioned that deal on Talking Smack right after the pay-per-view. The reason was because he knows he can beat AJ Styles.
Or he thinks he can beat AJ Styles.
He thinks. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. Me and you picked, wouldn't you know it, AJ Styles. So did the video game in April. But I think, did my math, carried the one. We both went 6-0. I would say that's a perfect week.
I would say that's a perfect week.
A-Ball went 1-5. Video game went 3-3. One other thing I want to mention. Going back to the Alexa Bliss match. She tried to be a heel on Talking Smack after the pay-per-view. She couldn't. She tried so hard. She was just so happy being the champ.
She had to have a moment. You know, she had to have that moment where it's her first title. It was on a big pay-per-view. She was emotional. Her parents were there. It was the first time they'd ever seen her wrestle live. It was a big night for her. So I completely commend Alexa for breaking character to have that moment, because Summer Hunter was like, yeah, we got it on film. And then, you know, it's like she has her moment and then she just goes right back to being a heel. Mm-hmm. It was very well done.
It was. Overall, this was just an average pay-per-view. Nothing spectacular. Maybe it was good. Women's match was good. But beyond that, it was just an average pay-per-view.
I mean, it was good. I was very happy because I had a very good night in WTR Fantasy, and Boo Boo won a title, which I'm always down for. But I mean, it was an end-of-the-year pay-per-view coming off Survivor Series, so you really weren't expecting anything spectacular with 2 weeks after the last pay-per-view. They just kind of threw this together. But for what it was very good.
Yeah, it was fine. It was worth $9.99.
Every bit of that, because, again, boo-boo. And on that note, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're doing the SmackDown Throwdown, the NXT Rundown, and Tweet of the Week. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
And the votes are in.
Alright, the voting is officially ended.
How many votes was there?
There were 912 votes.
Wow. That's the second to last vote. 911 was you, sub. That's a lot of fucking votes.
Thank you very much.
Actually, wait, no.
We almost got as many as Matt Hardy.
Wait, no, 913. I refreshed it at the end.
One good thing about this, no matter what happens and who wins, you're going to have all of us on the cabinet. Because one way or the other, we're going to
Rob wins. I don't think Rob chose a single one of us, did he?
No, he didn't.
What of us?
What? No, I picked Rob.
Yeah, he picked me.
Yeah, you picked Rock, the moderator. Right? He's the producer who doesn't produce anything. Come on now.
He hasn't said a bad thing about me all the time. He's been very polite.
That's because he doesn't seem like he's neutral. He's Switzerland for a reason, and you're rewarding Switzerland.
Hey, I like the chocolate.
Coming in fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Wait, what?
Jobber.
Coming in at fourth place with 4% of the vote
was candidate Subway making Getting High great again. again.
What? I was last? Oh, this is fucking... I'm going to go burn something. How the hell did Rob get above me? Rob didn't kill on Facebook.
Now, we have a tie for second place.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Really?
But in the tie, because percentage-wise, one person has two more votes than the other, but you're still in the same percentage.
Damn, that's close.
So coming in at third is Ace.
Yes! Whoa! Holy dime shocks. I bet you, I know what happened. I swear to God, if Rob won, everybody hit in his name by mistake when they were supposed to be hitting my name.
Or my name was right above it, though.
Is it a couple of times when I went to go vote for me, I accidentally clicked on Jobber?
That was so pissed.
So which means the president of the CB Radio Party is... the Lone Jobber, Lone Jobber. Alright, so it boiled down to Jobber had 40% of the vote.
Holy fuck!
Rob's been in third place the entire time and pulled ahead tonight at the very end. It was boiled down to 257 votes for Rob, 255 for Ace. Both had 28% of the vote.
Wow. How many did Jobber have?
366.
Jesus.
Fucking nobody voted for me.
You know what? Thank you all. It proves that trying does matter.
Check out the entire CB Radio Party election fun at cbradiolive.com.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after the Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because the Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.com, or to our friends over at
photography. Follow the journey today at instagram.com/mbg1211, and a shout out to everybody listening to us over at wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, and gerwick.net. Thank you so much for joining us. And well, if you missed the first part of the show, you're in luck because you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're given. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right. So as we discussed in the TLC recap, AJ Styles tore his pants. And being the good, proper heel that AJ Styles is, rather than, you know, hiding or, you know, blaming it on something, he owns it. So here is the tweet fest about AJ Styles' pants by AJ Styles. AJ Styles, as you can see by the seam, you all were in no danger of seeing my butthole. And he proceeded to Instagram a picture of the ripped tights with a close-up of the hole. He was at them, by the way. Well, me too. I'm sorry, I tweeted wardrobe. And AJ, and he replied, it was not a malfunction. My gear and butt cheek were sliced by a bent up chair. Tiffany Killian told AJ, I thought everyone wore briefs under their gear, shocked face. And AJ replies, yeah, if you want mani lines.
Mani lines?
Mani lines for man panties. Mr. AJ Styles is the new Mr. Man Panties.
What is, okay, I've never heard of mani lines, okay.
It's like panty lines, you know, except it's for men, male underwear, because, you know, he can't say he has panty lines.
I get it. It's just, it's a phrase I've never heard before.
Just picture it in AJ's voice. It's hilarious.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Nia Jax tweeted AJ and goes, that's my favorite gear of yours, AJ. And he goes, mine too, sad face.
By the way, someone made it in the video game.
I know. Bless.
It's awesome.
I love this community sometimes. We're a bunch of jerks, but God bless when we get it right. The Fans Podcast. Reports are coming in that Bret Hart blames Seth Rollins for Enzo Amore being attacked by Rusev. Hashtag Raw. Kevin Owens. Nothing I ever did is as cruel as Roman Reigns tagging me in a tweet and having to see his idiotic fans' mind-numbing replies. The worst. He then retweets a bunch of replies, and he follows up that tweet with, can action be taken against Roman Reigns for tagging me in a tweet? Absolutely uncalled for. Mick Foley, Steph McMahon, WWE.
Someone get the Twitter police?
Somebody get the Twitter police, not to be confused with the fashion police. That's all I got.
Nice, Alex Marvez, nice officially. Wait, I can save this tweet and reuse it every week. You can. Not sports in our source. As punishment for losing to UCLA, John Calipari is taking away for 2 weeks the cars and phones he gave his players. Ouch. Thank you, ESPN. Losing to UCLA is the most disappointing day for Kentucky fans since they made it illegal to marry first cousins. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
Chris Law, I'm not watching the CFB playoff show. I hate watching the CFB playoff show. He followed up with, wait, the CFB playoff selection show is 4 hours? Way to make it about the kids, NCAA. He followed up with, a 3-week playoff's too long, but a 4-hour TV show? Okay. Not SportsCenter. The College Playoff Committee has announced the 4 playoff teams. Number 1, not Penn State. Number 2, not Penn State. Number 3, not Penn State. Want to guess what number 4 was? Not Penn State. 3-man booth. AJ Styles bled from his butt cheek for us. Guys, he deserves to be champion right now. He did bleed from his butt cheek.
He did.
John Krasinski. And speaking of the hollers, we cannot thank all of you enough who have supported the Margot Martindale for what would be a much-deserved award. Ryan Reynolds replied, yes, Margot is resplendent in this film. Also, I just said resplendent. So, if you need me, I'll be walking straight into the ocean. I love his Twitter.
It's awesome.
Jen Gonzalez, Christmas Vacation and Scrooge on back-to-back, but Colleen Wolf, NFL, is making me watch a horror movie narrated by John Gruden. Ouch. That damn Monday Night Football. Jonathan Snowden, dear boxing, stop putting fights on pay-per-view until people give a shit. Again. Trust me. I'll tell you when. No Mardar. Always check the bathroom before hiding Rusev, though. Hashtag Raw. Andrew Goldstein. Linda McMahon's first act as head of the Small Business Administration. Rename it the Cruiserweight Business Administration. Ty Dillinger at Mike the Miz could use a slap in the mouth. Miz replied, We have a much harder ranking system in Hollywood. For instance, an Orlando 10 is an LA 5. Just like WWE NXT 10 is a SmackDown Live 5. Hashtag Big Leagues. Dillinger replied, Behind the bright lights of Tinseltown hides a boy from the real world. Don't worry, Mizzy. If the opportunity arises, I'll make it a quick 10. Miz, you're perfect 10. Does perfect 10 stand for 10 years you've been in developmental? I mean, how long do you have to wait? Dillinger, you don't. A simple invite from an IC champ will set all the balls in motion that's required. So actually, looks I'll be the one waiting. Miz replied, I've defended the ITC title 3 times against the top talent, 2 weeks, you should talk to Daniel Bryan. He likes giving undeserving talent shots. And Trinity Fatu tweeted, at Dean Ambrose, has the best bend and snap ever, at Renee Young. Who replied, the bend and snap is his side passion project. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. That's Tweet of the Week.
Alright, well now we're gonna do the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
First topic, a dirty Ellsworth. AJ Styles.
Oh, James.
AJ Styles couldn't compete, so he couldn't get his title shot, and Ellsworth came out and was like, I want my title shot. Come on, you're just ducking me. You know you can't beat me. All cocky and whatnot. He's very delusional.
He is.
AJ brought up how Dean's going to kill you, so Dean comes out, gives him the dirty deeds, and drops him. That's part one. Part two, Dean was on Miz TV, and where Miz actually gave Dean Ambrose a participation award. He actually had one made up. And the look on Dean's face when he got it was like, priceless. And the fans, well, the best part was, the fans started chanting, you deserve it! Because they clearly didn't get the joke.
Yeah, they didn't get the joke, but it was awesome.
It was awesome. Oh, almost had that one. And then it led to the main event, Dean Ambrose versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title. And Dean has the match all won, but, you know, Maurice comes, shoved him off the top rope. Ellsworth came down, Dean has the win. But no, Ellsworth is distracting the referee because he was trying to tell him what Maurice did. Which in the end led to a skull-crushing finale, Miz retaining, and Ellsworth screws up again.
Oops.
We had a blissful championship celebration, including Pyro, for Alexa Bliss.
Which was awesome!
And, you know, they went back and forth. I thought Alexa handled herself well, Becky was good as always. I'm digging these two together.
I'm liking it. It's good.
We had an interesting backstage conversation between Natty, out of breath Natty, and Nikki Bella, who just stared. It's like, yeah. Out of breath. Because she was busy chasing Carmella around. Was Natty.
Yeah, she was.
We also, in the final comment from SmackDown, we had Sister KO.
The Wyatt family and Randy are gelling. They're adopting Randy, which is either really good or really bad, depending on how you look at it. Because Orton could either betray them or, well, they could be a family. Which isn't the worst thing in the world. Excuse me, by the way. It's late.
So, they defend, they retain their tag team titles over Slater and Rhino, who apparently broke up on Talking Smack, so that's not good.
Bummer.
Maybe Heath will try to do it for the kids. But yeah, Bray set up the first sister Abigail, tagged Randy in, kissed Rhino goodnight, or Slater goodnight, and shoved them into Randy Orton's RKO. SmackDown was a fun 2 hours, as always.
It was. It was a good follow-up to TLC. It was kind of TLC part two, but that's okay.
It was. And, oh yeah, speed kills. That was another thing. In the Kalisto-Corbin match, Corbin won again. Because, you know, speed, power beats speed.
Every time.
Every time. Which takes us to
the NXT Rundown.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Couple things. Nikki Cross wants the women's title? What? Could that be a thing?
Nikki Cross wants the women's title or Asuka wants Nikki Cross? I can't tell which.
I really can't tell which.
Either way, it's going to be entertaining.
Saturday apparently turned to Damo.
So wait, what happened to the other dude?
Well, officially...
Hashtag blame Brent.
Ah.
Sawyer Fulton, I believe it was.
Yeah.
He is injured with some sort of bicep or arm injury, and he'll be out several months. So that was their creative way of, oh, hey, here's his jacket. They just leave it behind because he won't be with them for a while.
So they sent him back to the house.
Yeah, they did, pretty much.
But they now want to adopt Damo?
They want it, apparently. Apparently they do. It seems like it. Tag team's gone wild in this one. DIY came out for their crowd celebration after winning the tag team titles at TakeOver. The Authors of Pain want the belts, but the Revival want the belts as well. And it was later announced that the Revival will get their rematch on January 11th, with the winners facing Authors of Pain at NXT TakeOver San Antonio.
Wait, not the tag team champions.
Repeat that again?
So the way I got this, or the way I understood this, was they're fighting to face the Authors of Pain, right?
Authors of Pain have a title shot. Revival cashed in their rematch. They get their rematch on January 11th. Authors of Pain got the title shot for winning the Dusty Classic.
Right, so the winner faces Authors of Pain. It sounds like they're fighting to face Authors of Pain.
They are.
That's
They are, in a way.
Which is kind of stupid.
It is, but in a way it makes sense. Because Revival should get the title shot first before Authors of Pain.
Oh, yeah.
William Regal believes in the Perfect Ten, who sort of was trying to, quit. But he's like, no, I'm going to put you in the tournament for the series of matches, whatever they want to call it, for the shot at the NXT Championship in San Antonio. They're doing 4 matches next week, with the winners of those 4 matches, I believe, meeting in a 4-way to determine a new number one contender. That should be fun.
Go, Ty, go. He believes in the Perfect Ten.
I'm just going to say this now. Percy Watson knows nothing.
Yeah.
He legit knew nothing about anyone on the show. He knew nothing about their backstory. He knew nothing. He was a guy thrown out there on his first day on the job and knew nothing. He had no history with anyone. He knew nothing. Corey Graves tried to lead him into stuff, but Percy knew nothing.
Yeah, they could have at least given him a cheap sheet or something.
He probably had one, but still, he had no knowledge of anything. It's like, come on, dude. If you're going to get this job, you have to take the WWE Network, study it. Study the last 6 weeks of NXT. It's not that hard, but Percy knew nothing.
Basically.
And as I have it written down here, Lindsay loses points.
But not enough for you to catch up!
Don't make me pull out the perfect week!
It's not a perfect week. You lost.
I didn't lose.
You ultimately lost.
We'll see. I could get it. Don't make me pull out the perfect week.
Yeah.
But Shinsuke Nakamura regained the NXT Championship against Samoa Joe in Japan.
You know, honestly, I'm not even mad at this because this is a well-deserved victory by Shinsuke. They set this up for him to win the title in his home country, which you know meant a lot to him. I mean, I honestly cannot complain about this at all. It's completely deserved.
Yeah, there was real no complaints in this one. It was a solid match. It wasn't as good as any of the TakeOver matches, but it was fine.
They went out there and they put on a really good show.
Yeah, and apparently the crowd, what we heard, and which we really didn't hear the crowd watching it, because of Mike Badley, I guess, it just couldn't make the logistics work on the miking. It was apparently a really loud crowd.
They seemed like they were a rowdy crowd, it's just they probably didn't take the equipment over there to necessarily film it.
They got
the way that it should have been filmed.
They had the cameras, they didn't have all the microphones.
Yeah, so not everything made it over, so they did the best that they could.
And it was fine. It was a fine match, but it wasn't as good as TakeOver.
No, but it was still good.
There's a lot of things. Ember Moon wrestled on this show. Yeah, a lot of things happened on NXT. I thought this was one of the better NXT shows.
Give me all the Ember Moon.
All the Ember Moon. I thought this was a good NXT show. I thought SmackDown was good. But that's all I got.
That's all I got. So you know what? I think we're done.
That would mean we're done.
And here's you know what?
Here's some Ember Moon.
Right. So, do the plugs. Plug away.
Saturday Night Midnight Dish is another edition of CB Radio. The weird, the wacky, the unusual. We will have the great holiday food debate continues. We're doing main courses, and we have a lot of them. People thought, oh, you can't get a lot of main courses. Oh, we got a lot of main courses. Trust me, we did. You're going to hear about them. Saturday Night Midnight Dish, it's going to be a 32 bracket thing. If we can get to 32. We're almost there. think Rob's up tomorrow, so we may be at 32. So yeah, anyway, the great holiday food debate continues on main courses, and we'll drop a fact that no one probably really realizes. Check it out, Saturday Night Midnight Dish. We also have...
Say what?
As well. See Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega, previewing Roadblock, End of the Line. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow. 5 days of content, all that fun stuff. Sorry, no My Career Mode this week, the My Journey stuff. Been a little bit busy, so we'll get caught up next week. Follow the show on Twitter, @RackRadioShow, facebook.com/RackRadioShow, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, @RackRadioShow. Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter, Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook. And check out the King of the WTR tournament, which is available on Mondays, 3 p.m. Eastern, youtube.com/RackRadioShow. This current week, it's Tim versus Rob. Next week, it's me versus Sub. Your turn.
You can follow me on Twitter, @LinsWard, LinsWard, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check our awesome sponsors out.
This is a yawn.
Sorry, live radio. Can't help it. Can't control it. Felt it coming. Anyway.
A walkover for me. Huh. We'll see. You never know. It's video games. You never know what happens. Continue.
Pretty dreadful here. Anyway. Gerwig.net. MadeAsylum.net. The Haven for Teenage Fans. And Wrestling Figure Photography. Instagram.com/NBD1211. Follow the journey today. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.